So now let's look at finding and making image prompts. And so the quickest way to generate great prompts is image to prompt to image, or eye to eye, as I call it. We simply find an image that we like on the internet, we drop it into GPT Plus, and then GPT 4 Vision will respond, will ask, please write me a prompt to make this image, and it will then generate a prompt which would recreate that image, and then we can take that prompt and drop it into any image AI tool, Midjourney, Leonardo, anything basically, and it's, you know, generally gets very, very good results. We can, of course, you know, just reply and say, write me a prompt. And then once it's done the prompt, we can then say, great, now make me an image like that, and it will do that too. We can also use DALL-E and GPT. And I think I mentioned this in the previous video, we can run a very, very short, broad, you know, not very good prompt, such as make me an image of an expensive car. GPT will then create the image. And then you can click next to the image and actually see the prompt that GPT generated for you. And very often, it's much, much longer. And by the way, the flip side of this is if you want to have more control over the image, then use a, when talking to DALL-E, then use a very long prompt. And what you'll find is when confronted with a very long prompt, GPT won't make many changes to it. The more specific, the longer the prompt, the less that GPT will change. Whereas if it's very short and broad, then GPT will, you know, generate an entirely new prompt, sometimes with great results, sometimes not with great results. Also search. So really, honestly, you can just go to Google and you can just search Midjourney prompts, Stable Diffusion prompts, and you will just see tons and tons of these websites. Very often the language model sides of things, you know, the prompts, the really good prompts are kind of hidden inside of agents. They are part of training courses. They are sometimes on prompt base. You have to pay for them. Whereas with the image prompts, you know, people share these. These creative guys aren't really there for the money. They will just go and share them. And so you can go in and find them very, very easily just with a quick Google search. And by the way, one final note here. Longer prompts will work similar on most AIs. So if you have a very long, detailed prompt, one that's been generated by GPT itself, very often when you drop it into all of the AIs, you will get similar results. Whereas if it's a very short prompt that requires more interpretation, then you will start to see a wider variance between all of the different AIs. So hopefully these tips have been useful. And there's more. So there's another slide here. So let's look at some copy-paste shortcuts for you to quickly use. I'm glad that I didn't close the video down. There's some good stuff here. So the first thing that we'll want to do is we will want to use these tips to actually create our images. And so we'll find a prompt, we'll run the prompt, and that will be our image, and that's great. But what we really want to do is to take those prompt templates and edit them and change them and play around with them and, you know, reimagine them and reuse them in different ways. And this will teach us about prompting. It's also going to give us some really cool prompts to use beyond just the seed prompt that we started off with. So here are a few shortcuts. I'm going to give you Image Whisperer 2.0 along with its prompts. This is a very, very powerful tool that's going to create very quick images for some specific, very common use cases. You can use the tool, and of course you can use those prompts not just within DALL-E but also within any other tool. I'll give you some other prompts for photorealism, vector, and some other prompts as well. You can also check out PromptBase for the best image prompts. You know, there's a lot of good prompts within PromptBase, but generally I find that it does excel when it comes to some of the images, and you can go and just browse and see the output you'll get from some of these images. Make sure that you only buy prompt packs, because it is a marketplace, you do have to pay. Make sure you only buy prompt packs from people who have at least one star. And then, yeah, try experimenting, editing, and remixing these prompts. Don't just use them blindly. Remember to use that image to prompt to image that we talked about with GPT Vision and DALL-E. And lastly, remember to check out the Midjourney discovery page for more ideas, and basically start remixing these prompts to actually see what works. So that actually is the end of this video, and I'll see you in the next one.